بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our second session, Medina Book 1, Lesson 1. And today, inshallah, we're going to continue with the first lesson, which we began last week. Last week we read the English key on page 1. And we also reviewed the 24 new vocabulary words for this lesson in the English key on page 2. And we read the Arabic text from the beginning of this lesson on pages 5 and 6. So, we're going to continue from there, that is, with the exercises that follow the Arabic text on page 7. The exercises that begin on page 7. But before we do that, normally our format, some of you are aware of that, our format is that we will first review what we covered in the previous session, yani a brief review, and then normally we would take questions if anybody had any questions, and it's still possible that you could write in a question in the chat box if you have downloaded the app and you have registered yourself with Mixler, then you can actually write in a question if you like. But yani, for the most part, now we're going to be reviewing what we covered in the first session, and then we're going to pick up where we left off, yani, in the previous session. Okay, so what we covered in the first... Oh, by the way, let me just say this before I forget. Very, very importantly. Last week, I did write a proposed schedule for the week's homework assignments. Yani, what you should have been doing each day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and so on. This was a proposed schedule, yani a suggested schedule that you can look at. You can either follow this schedule or you can make your own schedule according to your situation, yani when you have more time, which days you have more time, and so on. But what is intended here is that every single day we should be doing some work. So I made the schedule with something on every day, trying to divide it up evenly, so that you could spend the same amount of time every day and be able to complete what's necessary in order to prepare for the coming week, for the coming session. So this was just a suggested schedule. Perhaps I won't be sending out an email every single day like I did last week, but I did that last week just as a reminder so that you could try to stay on top of it and get used to a daily schedule. You may make your own daily schedule, but this was just a suggested schedule for the homework assignments for the week. In coming weeks, I will be giving homework assignments, and maybe I might make a suggested schedule, but I won't be sending out emails every single day. All right, so please make for yourself. If this schedule is not suitable for you, then make for yourself a schedule so that you're doing something every single day, so that you, by the end of the week, you will have completed the assignments, and you have, you need at least one day, like on a Saturday, to review what you've covered in that week. Okay, so the review of what we covered last week. In last week's session, we covered three types of ways to ask a question. When you're asking about things which are غير عقل, you say, for example, ما هذا. So the word ما is used to ask a question about things. If you're asking about people, then we said, in the English key we read, the question, من هذا. Who is this? When you're asking about yani, people, not things. So, these are two ways of asking the question. The third way of asking about a question is when you think you know what it is, but you're not sure, and you can say, ahada, is this such and such, and so on. So, these are three types of questions. The third type, hamzatul istifham, is the answer to it is going to be either na'am or la. Yes, this is yani what you thought it was, or no, it is not, it is such and such and so and so. Okay, so these are three types of questions. The answer to hamzatul istifham, a question with hamzatul istifham, is na'am or la, yes or no. And also last week the theme of the lesson was hadha, yani hadha, when you're pointing to something which is masculine, singular, and near. We will learn in lesson 2 the ism ishara, or the demonstrative pronoun that's used when you're pointing to something that is singular, masculine, and far, ذَلِكَ. And later on in lesson 6 and 7, we'll learn the demonstrative pronouns that you use for feminine things, which are near and far and singular. All right. This is basically what we covered in last week's session. Yani, from the English key, we read all of this is what is going to be dealt with in this particular lesson. The word hadha, which is used to point to things which are masculine, singular, and near. And also three ways of asking a question. Ma hadha, what is this? And men hadha, who is this? And we're going to deal with that in the lesson today. And ahadha, is this such and such and so on. So ahadha baytun, for example, is this a house? Ahadha masjidun, is this a masjid? And so on. The answer to the question that begins with hamzatul istifham is either going to be yes or no, na'am and la. Please review the English key carefully whenever you are reviewing a lesson. Review the English key, review the vocabulary, and read the text that is usually in the beginning of the lesson in order to yani review a lesson without reading all the exercises. Okay, so this is basically what we covered last week. We also went over the vocabulary last week, and we said that there were 24 new words in the vocabulary. 12 of them are dealing with things. 6 of them are dealing with people, like walad and rajul and talib and mudarris. And 6 of them are dealing with animals, like kelb and qit and himar. Okay, as for the words that dealing with people, we're going to deal with them in the second part of this lesson. We're going to see them in the lesson. And the words dealing with animals, we also are going to see them in this part of the lesson. The words that are dealing with things, except for mindil, came in the first part of this lesson that we had last week. Last week, for example, if you look at the English key on page 2, you see on the left column, baytun, which means, yani, I hope you know these words. I'm going to read them and you try to think of the meanings of them. The first word is, on the top left-hand column, baytun, means a house. Masjidun, means a mosque. Babun means a door. Kitabun means a book. Qalamun means a pen. Miftahun means a key. Maktabun means a writing table or a desk. Sarirun means a bed. Kursiyun means a chair. Najmun means a star. And qamisun means a shirt. So these words we had in the first part of this lesson. The remaining words related to people and related to animals were going to be taken in the second part of the lesson. Keep in mind, please, that you must begin to memorize these words at least one, if not two words per day. If you do that, it should be easy to memorize, yani in the course of a week, 7 to 10, 15 words. And during the course of a lesson, which will take 2 or 3 weeks, it should be easy to memorize 20 or 30 words. If you don't memorize the words lesson by lesson, day by day, eventually they'll pile up on you and it'll become almost impossible. Again, in this lesson we dealt with hadha, which is the demonstrative pronoun, ism ishara, for things which are masculine, which are singular, and which are near. And we dealt with the word ma, which is the question word, ism istifham, to ask about things which are not human. And we dealt with the word men, which is the question word, ism istifham, which is used to ask about people. And we dealt with hamzatul istifham, which is a particle, to ask a question, and the answer to that question is going to be yes or no. Alright, so this is what we covered last week. Now, let's go to where we left off last week. Okay, where we left off last week is the first exercise. Okay, last week we read page 5 of the Arabic lesson. We read page 5, and you should have been practicing reading from the homework assignment for last week. You should have been reading this page, page 5, and page 6. After that comes the first exercise, which is on page 7. And for homework, you should have done this exercise on page 7, the second exercise on page 8, and the third exercise on page 9. You should have written out all of these exercises. So right now, we're going to go over them. The purpose of us going over them now together is so that you can correct any mistakes that you have made. It is mandatory, incumbent, befitting of you to do these exercises on your own at home before the next session, so that you have a chance to see what you have done well with and what you didn't do well with, and you can see if you made any mistakes and you can correct them. So if you made any mistakes, please write in the corrections as we go through them. We're on page 7, Tamreen Al-Awwal, the first exercise. At the top of the page 7, it says Tamreen, and then it has a number 1, yani the first exercise. Tamreen means exercise. This is a word that you have to learn. Tamreen. Okay, this first exercise deals with the type of question when you're asking about things, okay? In this exercise, we're going to see ma. It's the ism istifham, the word that's used to ask a question about things. And we have the ism ishara, hadha, which means this or this is. Ma hadha, what is this? Opposite each one of these questions on page 7, exercise number 1, you're going to see a picture. And you have to answer the question based on that picture. Okay, so the first question at the top of the page, and I've numbered them from 1 through 6, although there are originally no numbers there. The first question, ma hadha, and you look across from it to the left and you see a key. So the answer should be hadha, and then the word for key. Hadha miftahun. Okay, I hope you have written. هذا مفتاح. That's the answer to the first question. Second question, ما هذا? Across from it, you see the picture of a book. Okay, so the answer should be, this is a book. يعني, هذا كتاب. هذا كتاب. The third question, ما هذا? What is this? And across from it, we see the picture of a pen. So the answer should be, this is a pen. In Arabic, هذا قلم. هذا قلم. This is a pen. The fourth question, ما هذا? What is this? And you see across from it, the picture of a door, an opened door. Okay, so the answer should be, this is a door. Remember, hadha means this or this is. So the answer should be, this is a door. In Arabic, hadha babun. Please note the elongation on the first syllable. Ba fatta alif. Babun. Hadha babun. This is a door. The fifth question, going near to the bottom of the page. Ma hadha, and across from it we see the picture of a house. Ma hadha, what is this? The answer should be, this is a house. In Arabic, hadha baytun. Hadha baytun. This is a house. And the last question on the bottom of page 7, exercise number 1. Ma hadha, what is this? And across from it, we see the picture of a chair. So the answer should be, complete answer, this is a chair. هذا كرسي. هذا كرسي. Notice in each one of the answers to these questions, the word that we are looking for to describe that picture has tanween. Okay? So that means that the tanween generally indicates that a word is indefinite. So if you say hadha kursiyun, it means this is a chair. A chair is contained in the tanween at the end of the word. It's the indefinite article. It means a something. Generally, it means that the word is indefinite, a something. All right? So each one of these are sentences. From the top of the page, hadha miftahun. This is a key. هذا كتاب. This is a book. هذا قلم. This is a pen. هذا باب. This is a door. هذا بيت. This is a house. And هذا كرسي. This is a chair. All of these are sentences. This type of sentence is called a nominal sentence. In Arabic, al-jumla al-ismiya. Why is it called a nominal sentence? Because it begins with a noun. Why is it called al-jumla al-ismiya? Because it begins with an ism. Begins with an ism, a noun. Okay, so these are all examples of the jumla ismiya, the nominal sentence. The nominal sentence consists of two main parts, the subject and the predicate. In Arabic, the subject is called al-mubtada'u. And the predicate in Arabic is called al-khabaru. Al-mubtada'u and al-khabaru, the subject and the predicate. This is a simple nominal sentence in Arabic, al-jumla al-ismiya. We're going to be talking about the nominal sentence as we go through these lessons. Just be aware of this important matter. These are all sentences. They are nominal sentences because they begin with a noun, or we call them jumla ismiya because they begin with an ism. Okay, let's turn to the next exercise on page 8. Again, we should have written these answers out, the questions and the answers. We should have written them out before you came to class today for homework last week. You should have written these questions and answers. Okay, we're on page 8. This particular exercise is dealing with another type of question. That's when you think you know what it is, but you're not sure. You say, is this a house? Is this a key? Is this a shirt? Is this a star? You're not really sure, but you think it is. So this type of question, you say, ahada, is this such and such and so and so. Okay? So if we look at the top of the page, okay, this exercise is dealing with ahada, is this. Yani a question about something which you think you know what it is, but you're not sure. Okay, is this? Okay, the first question is, number one. Again, I numbered them 1 through 4, though there are originally no numbers on this page, but there are 4 questions. So it requires you to write 4 questions and 4 answers. The answer will be based on the picture that is to the left of the question on the opposite side of the page. Okay, the first question, ahada baytun, ahada baytun. Is this a house? When you look at the picture, you notice it has a minaret on the top of it for calling the adhan. So you know this is not a house, this is a masjid. Okay, so the answer should be, ahada baytun. Is this a house? La. Remember we said that questions that begin with hamzatul istifham, the answer is going to be na'am or la, yes or no. So this is not a house, therefore we're going to say no. This is a mosque, masjid. Ahada baytun? La. Hada masjidun? La. Hada masjidun? This is a masjid. Okay, if you made any mistakes in the writing of the answers, please write the correct answers in as we go along. Question number 2. Ahada miftahun. Notice this word miftahun has a short vowel followed by sukun. That's one syllable, mif. Then the ta has a fatta elongated by aleph. That's a long vowel. That's the second syllable, ta. And the last syllable is ha with tanween. 3 syllables, miftahun. Miftahun means a key. The question, ahada miftahun? The answer, look at the picture, that's a pen. So is this a key? La. Hada qalamun. Qalamun with qaf. Qa. Qalamun. Is this a key? La. Hada qalamun. This is a pen. Third question going down. Ahada qamisun, qamisun. Qaf with fatta. Please distinguish qa from ka. Qa, mim kasra ya elongation. Mi sad with tanween is the third syllable. 3 syllables, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. But please distinguish the qaf from ka and the sad from seen. This word should be pronounced qamisun, qamisun. Ahada qamisun, is this a shirt? When you look at the picture, across from it you see it is a shirt, so the answer in this case is going to be what? Na'am, yes. Hada
قميص. Is this a shirt? Yes. نعم. هذا قميص. This is a shirt. Yes, this is a shirt. The last question on page 8, exercise number 2. أهذا نجم؟ أهذا نجم؟ Is this a star? You look at the picture across from it. Yes, this is the drawing of a star. So the answer should be, yes, this is a star. نعم, هذا, this is, نجمٌ, a star. Remember the تنوين on the end means a. نجمٌ, a star. نعم, هذا, نجمٌ. Yes, this is a star. Okay, again, I want you to keep in mind that these are sentences, nominal sentences. يعني a sentence that begins with a noun is a nominal sentence. جملة اسمية, because it begins with a noun, doesn't begin with a verb. Two types of sentences in Arabic, جملة اسمية, the sentence that begins with a ism, a noun, and جملة فعلية, the sentence that begins with a فعل, a verb. In these lessons, we'll be dealing with only nominal sentences. We won't be seeing verbs for some time. Okay, let's turn to page 9. Exercise number 3, yani at the top of the page it says tamreen, and then you have a 3 there, الثالث, التمرين الثالث, or تمرين ثلاثة, the third exercise, or exercise number 3, exercise number 3. This exercise, the instruction for it is a common instruction you're going to see again and again and again. The first word, you have to learn these words. You should be reading them and you should be translating the meaning so that you know what the instructions mean. Part of the lesson is learning the words and the meaning of the instructions in Arabic. So this is an instruction that you're going to see a lot. اقرأ واكتب. اقرأ means read. It's the command form, imperative. Read. واكتب and write. Read and write. That means for this exercise, you have to read it only, and then you have to write it out completely. What is intended by this exercise is you having the ability to write these words that we have been studying in this lesson. You have to have the ability to write them out and the ability to read them without the vowels being written. So once you memorize these words, you should be able to recognize them, to read them, and you should be able to write them even without the vowels. So this exercise is to make us, yani, force ourselves to memorize these words to the extent that when we see them, even without their vowels, we know their meanings. We know how to read them. We know the voweling of the word. Okay, so the first word, going from right to left, we're going to go across the first line, and then we're going to go down the second line, and then we're going to go down to the third line. We're going to read from right to left, going across one line at a time. The first word on the first line from the right side should be read as, and I'm going to pause a little bit in between the words so you have a chance to read them on your own. The first sentence should be read as هذا مكتب. مكتب. هذا مكتب. Again, if any of these words you didn't learn yet, write in the vowels with a pencil so that when you learn them in the future, you can erase the voweling because you want to practice and learn how to read without vowels. Normally, Arabic is written without vowels, except in the Quran or certain religious texts, and the vowels are written in those places because they want to make sure that you read them correctly. Otherwise, Arabic is normally written without its vowels. So you have to train yourself from right now to begin to learn these words so that when you know a word, you will easily be able to recognize it even though there are no vowels written. Okay, so the first sentence, هذا مكتب, means what? This is a مكتب, yani a writing table or a desk. Going across, the second sentence, it should be read as هذا مسجد. مسجد. هذا مسجد, meaning this is a masjid. This is a masjid. The third sentence going across should be read as هَذَا قَلَمٌ قَلَمٌ هَذَا قَلَمٌ This is a pen. Going down to the next line, the fourth sentence, the first word on the second line from the right side should be read as هَذَا سَرِيرٌ سَرِيرٌ Seen with fatha, short vowel, ra with kasra, elongated by ya, long vowel, and ra with sukoon. Remember, these words, mostly the words are going to end with a tanween. The second word of the sentence is usually going to end with a tanween in this type of jumla ismiya or nominal sentence. Okay? So the second line first sentence from the right side, hadha, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Sa, ri, run. Hadha, sari, run. Hadha, sari, run. Means this is a bed. Okay, by now we should know these words because these words are all words that we had in the first part of the lesson. We have more than a week to learn them. And the first part of the lesson actually contained 11 words, and the other the next 13 words we're going to learn in the second part of this lesson. But at least the vocabulary for the first part of the lesson, everybody should have memorized it by now. Okay, let's keep going. We're on line 2, second sentence, or the fifth sentence, actually the second sentence of line 2. Ma hadha. Ma hadha. Meaning, what is this? The next sentence could be an answer to that question. Hadha kursiyun. With shadda on the ya. Hadha kursiyun. Notice we're elongating the kasra of the seen by the first ya of the two ya's that are doubled with shadda. Kursiyun. Meaning, this is a chair. Okay, let's go to the last line. The first sentence on the last line, sentence number 7, is a question. Ahadha baytun. Ahadha baytun. Meaning, is this a house? Is this a house? The next sentence could be an answer to this question. La hadha masjidun. Yani, is this a house? La, no. Hadha masjidun. This is a masjid. And the last sentence of this exercise, the third exercise on page 9, the last sentence is a question and an answer. It should be read as ma hadha. What is this? Hadha miftahun. Hadha miftahun. This is a key. Okay, those are the exercises that were based on what we read, the Arabic text that we read on pages 5 and 6 from the first part of this lesson. Now we're going to take the second part of the lesson, which was also part of your homework. And during the week you should have read this second part of the lesson, this Arabic text that goes from the second half of page 9 all the way through the first half of page 11. So, from page 9, 10, and 11, this Arabic text, followed by one exercise on the bottom of page 11, was also part of our homework. To read the Arabic text, the new words in the vocabulary we should have known from the English key and should have been studying them. We went over all of them last week. And this part of the lesson is going to mainly deal with the vocabulary words that are related to animals, six words related to animals, and six words related to people. Okay, we went over those words last week. We're going to go over them again as we do this reading. Please practice your reading as much as possible, and likewise at the same time, write these lessons out if you want to improve your writing ability. If you don't write the lessons out, then you'll find you'll have difficulty, even though you might know the words and you know the grammatical rules that we have studied, you'll have difficulty writing unless you practice writing. Just as you practice reading, you must also practice writing. If you want to have the ability to write, you must write and write and write and practice. Just like in school, when you were in elementary school, you had penmanship so that you can learn how to write the English letters of the alphabet and words. So likewise, you have to learn how to write the Arabic letters and words by practicing writing them. Improve your penmanship by writing drills. Even if the exercise doesn't say write, I recommend that you write out every exercise. Okay, let's go to the second part of the lesson, the middle of page 9. At the middle of the page, it has a question. Man hadha? Man hadha? Who is this? Okay? Contrast this question with what we had in the first part of the lesson. Ma hadha? What is this? Remember we said ma is used for things and men is used to ask about people. Both of these are question words that are used to ask questions, but one to ask about things and one to ask about people. Man hadha? Who is this? Okay, now we're going to get the six words related to people. Okay, we're going to read underneath that title from the right side. We're going to go across. Question and answer. The question and beneath it is the answer. And then we're going to go across the question and beneath it is the answer. And then we're going to go down to the bottom level of the page and we're going to go question, underneath it is an answer, and go across question and underneath it is an answer. Okay, so we're going to read the question and the answer underneath it and then we're going to go across from right to left. Okay, under man hadha, the first question, it says on the right side of the page, man hadha, who is this? And you see the picture of a man with a stethoscope, which suggests that he is a doctor. Okay, so the answer will be, who is this? The answer should be, this is a doctor. This is a doctor. Okay, what's the word for doctor? Tabibun. Tabibun. Tab, not ta. Tab. Tabibun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Okay, so the answer, man hadha, who is this? Hadha tabibun. Hadha tabibun. This is a doctor. Okay, doctor is a new word for this second part of the lesson. Going across, the next question. Besides the picture of the boy, picture of a boy, maybe, perhaps he is holding in his hand a lollipop. I don't know. I'm not sure. The question, man hadha, who is this? The answer should be, this is a boy. What is the word for boy? Waladun. Short vowel, tanween. Waladun. Waladun. Please memorize this word if you haven't already memorized it. Man hadha? Hadha waladun. Hadha waladun. This is a boy. This is a boy. Okay, going down to the next set of questions from the right side, there's a picture of a man with a gutra on and looks like maybe he has a beard and he's carrying a briefcase. Okay, before that picture it says, man hadha, who is this? Man hadha, who is this? The answer, hadha talibun. Hadha talibun. This is a student. This is a student. Yani a student looks like perhaps he's going to school with his briefcase carrying his books. Man hadha? Hadha talibun. The ta should be distinguished from ta. It's not talib, it's talib. Ta, fatta, alif, long vowel, lam, kasra, short vowel, ba with tanween. Three syllables. Talibun. This is a student. Please memorize this word. This is the third word related to people. Going across the next question, fourth question. Ahadha waladun? Ahadha waladun? Yani remember, hamzatul istifham is used to ask a question about something you're not sure about. So you're saying here, ahadha waladun? Yani without hamzatul istifham, it would be a statement. Hada waladun. This is a boy. But when you put hamzatul istifham on a statement, it turns it into a question. Hada waladun means this is a boy. Ahada waladun means is this a boy? And the answer is la. Hada rajulun. La. Hada rajulun. Again, this is the fourth word related to people. Rajulun. Rajulun means a man. Is this a waladun? No, this is a rajulun. Remember, the answer to a question with hamzatul istifham, ahada, the answer is always going to be na'am or la, yes or no. Is this a boy, waladun? La, no. Hada rajulun. This is a man. Okay, let's turn the page. Finishing the reading of the Arabic text on page 10, at the top of the page, we see a question and an answer, or two questions and two answers. Okay, the first question is related to the picture opposite to it, the picture of the masjid. The first question, and again, the questions are not numbered, but there are 10 lines, questions and answers. The first line has a question and an answer. Ma hadha? What is this? Ma hadha? What is this? Answer? Hadha masjidun. Masjidun. This is a masjid. This is a masjid. The second question is not related to that picture. It says, Man hadha? Man hadha? Who is this? And the answer, there's no picture there. The answer is, Hadha tajirun. Hadha tajirun. Yani a long vowel, short vowel, and tanween. The word tajirun has kasra for the jeem. Tajirun. Again, sometimes you're going to see the voweling in the words. Sometimes there's not going to be voweling. And that's because these are words that you have to learn for this lesson. So you have to memorize them to the extent that even if no vowels are written, you should be able to read them. Okay, this word then is a new word for people. Tajirun. Long vowel, short vowel, tanween. It means a merchant. Someone who is engaged in buying and selling, trading. Tajirun. A merchant. Men hadha? Hadha tajirun. Hadha tajirun. Notice here that these two questions on this line, the two questions that are together here, are contrasting the question about a thing and the question about a person. Ma hadha, when you're asking about things, what is this? Man hadha, when you're asking about people, who is this? Who is this? Okay, tajir is the fifth word related to people, and overall, it is the 17th new word in this lesson. Okay, related to people, we had tabibun, a doctor, waladun, a boy, talibun, a student, and rajulun, a man, and now we have tajirun, tajirun. Okay, so these are the words that are related to people. There's one more word related to people that we're going to get on the next page, mudarrisun, and that makes six words related to people. In the meanwhile, before we get to that word, we're going to have words related to animals, and also there are six words related to animals. We're going to see them in the questions and statements that follow. This is a new word. We're down to line 3. This is a new word related to animals. It's the 17th word of this lesson, new word, and it is the first word related to animals. Line number 3. Hadha kalbun. Kalbun. Two syllables. Kalbun. You see the picture opposite it? The picture of a dog. This is a dog. Kalbun means a dog. Going down to the fourth line. Fourth line. Ahadha kalbun. Ahadha kalbun. Is this a dog? Look at that picture. I don't know, it could be a dog, but in any case, what is intended here is that it's a cat. Okay, a cat. So what's the word for cat? Qaf with kasra. Ta with shadda. Qittun. The ta should have shadda. Two ta. Qittun. Okay, ahada kalbun, is this a dog? La, no. Hada qittun. Hada qittun. This is a cat. This is a cat. Qittun, okay? Kalbun, a dog. Qittun, a cat. That was the 18th new word for this lesson, and the second word related to animals. Third word related to animals, 19th word, new word of this lesson, is a donkey. Line number 6, opposite the picture of a donkey, says, هَذَا حِمَارٌ حِمَارٌ. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. This is the letter ha, as in halal, and haram, and Ahmed. Okay? This is different from the letter ha in huwa and Allahu. Himarun. Hada himarun. This is a donkey. The next line, number 7. Ahada himarun. Is this a donkey? The picture opposite is the picture of a horse galloping. A horse. And the word for horse is also a new word for the second part of the lesson. It's the 20th vocabulary word for this lesson. And it is the fourth word related to animals. It is pronounced, the word for horse is pronounced ha with kasra, sad with fatha elongated by aleph, noon with tanween, short vowel, long vowel, tanween, hi sa nun, hi sa nun. Ha, the letter ha should be again distinguished from the letter ha in huwa. And the letter sad should be distinguished from the letter seen. Saw, not sa, saw. Hisanun. Okay, again, the question. Ahada himarun. Is this a donkey? La. No. Hada hisanun. Hisanun. No, this is a horse. Okay, going down to the last question and answer, lines 9 and 10, at the bottom of page 10, lines 9 and 10, the last two lines, has a picture of a camel. This is the fifth word related to animals in this lesson, and in this lesson we're going to take 6 words related to animals. This is the fifth word. It's the 21st new vocabulary word in this lesson. Okay, lines 9 and 10 at the bottom of page 10. وَمَا هَذَا وَا مَا هَذَا. Wow with fatha is a conjunction. It means end. A-N-D. Wa means N. N. مَا هَذَا. And what is this? The answer, هَذَا. What is the word for camel? جَمَلٌ. جَمَلٌ. Short vowel, short vowel, tanween. 3 syllables. جَمَلٌ. It sounds close to the English word that comes from it. Jamalun sounds close to camel. Camel. The English word camel comes from the Arabic word jamal. Naam. Okay, so this is the last question and answer on page 10. Wa ma hadha, and what is this? Hadha jamalun. This is a camel. Okay, let's turn to the last part of the reading exercise for this lesson, second part of the lesson, on page 11, top of the page, we have another question, huh? Top of the page, line 1, ma hadha. Remember, ma is used when you're asking about things, or like animals, not human beings. Ma hadha, what is this? And this is another new word related to animals. It's the sixth word related to animals. The 22nd word, new vocabulary word of this lesson. By next week, inshallah, even if we finish this lesson this week, you still have the whole week ahead of you to memorize the rest of the words of this lesson. Please memorize at least 1 or 2 words per day. The more you do in a day, the better, because you don't know tomorrow if you're going to be in a good state of mind to memorize. You're going to be sick or you're going to be busy. So try to memorize a few words every day. But minimum at least 1. Okay, here we have a new word, the word for rooster. And this word is a 2-syllable word. Del with kasra elongated by ya with sukun. D, and then kaf with tanween. Kun. Dikun. Dikun. A dik is a rooster. So what is this? Ma hadha? Hadha dikun. This is a rooster. The next question going down is uses the word men. We know men is used when you're asking about people, right? So we have men hadha. Who is this? Men hadha. Who is this? And we look across there. We see a classroom setting. Somebody standing at the front of the class writing on the board, and other people sitting behind him with desks and chairs. We can imagine that this is a classroom. The people sitting down are students, and the one standing in front of them writing on the board is a teacher. Is a teacher. What is the word for teacher? The word for teacher is yani mim with dhamma, followed by dal with fatha, followed by ra with shadda. And the vowel is underneath the shadda, means it's kesra. So the ra is doubled, and the vowel is kesra, followed by seen with tanween. It should be pronounced mudarrisun. Mudarrisun. With shadda on the ra, so the ra is emphasized. Mudarrisun. Mudarrisun means a teacher. Okay, so this question, man hadha, who is this? The answer, this is a teacher. Hadha mudarrisun. Hadha mudarrisun. Please learn this word. Mudarrisun, teacher. Talibun, student. Okay, the last question of this lesson, reading exercise, the Arabic text for the second half of this lesson. Ahadha qamisun. Ahadha qamisun. Is this a qamis, a shirt? Well, what we see there in the picture, if you don't recognize it, it's a gutra, yani a scarf that is worn commonly, especially in the Gulf countries. Gutra. Is this a shirt? La, no. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not a gutra, it's a napkin. Okay, it looks like it could be a gutra though, but in any case, according to the answer, it is a handkerchief. Handkerchief. Well, it could be a gutra because the word for handkerchief can be used for a scarf as well. Nah, so that's possible. But in any case, yani the word in the vocabulary that they gave us is mindil. They gave us mindil in the vocabulary. And that mindil can be it could be a handkerchief, and as well it could be yani a scarf. Could be a scarf, a kerchief. Yeah, could be a kerchief or could be a handkerchief. Handkerchief, yani meaning yani it could be yani a paper handkerchief, a napkin, or it could be a handkerchief that you put in your pocket, or also it could be a kerchief, yani, or scarf. Okay. So, in any case, generally this word mindil is used for a handkerchief or a napkin. This word can be read with kesra on the meem or fatha. It can be read as it is in this book, mindilun, or it can be read with fatha on the meem, mandilun. The plural of it is manadilu. Manadilu. Alright, so the final question, أَهَذَا قَمِيصٌ, is this a shirt? لَا هَذَا مِنْدِيلٌ. No, this is a handkerchief or kerchief. Okay, this is the end of the reading, and what remains is the final exercise for this lesson. The final exercise, it's instruction we saw previously. Okay, and again I said these instructions, you have to learn the instructions, the meaning of the instructions and the words of those instructions. In exercise number 3 on page 9, we have the same instruction that we see here. Yani, ikra waktub. Ikra is an imperative form, command form of the verb. From qara'a, to read, it means ikra, read. Wa means n. Uktub means write, from the verb kataba, to write. Uktub means the command or imperative form, write. But remember, the hamzatul wasl after the waw in ikra waktub, the hamzatul wasl is telling us, join the waw with fatha to the kaf with sukoon. So we're not going to say wa uktub, we're going to say ikra waktub. Read and write. This exercise requires that you both read it and you write it in your notebook. But again, as I said, all of the exercises, if possible, it is preferable that you write them out to practice your writing skills. This lesson must be written out. Okay, in this lesson we have all three types of questions that we had in this lesson number one. We have, in this exercise, we have ma hadha, what is this? And we also have man hadha, who is this? And we also have ahadha, is this such and such and so and so. So notice the mixture of the types of questions that came in this final exercise. It's mixing up all the types of questions that we had in this lesson. Okay, let's read. And I want you to read with me. I'm going to pause in between the words so you have a chance also to read. But you should have been practicing this exercise at home. And you should have already written it out. And hopefully you translated it. Okay, sentence number one. Ma hadha? What is this? The answer, hadha qalamun. Qalamun. This is a pen. Okay, please read and please translate. Going across, sentence number two. Hadha kalbun. Kalbun. Hadha kalbun. This is a, what is a kalb? A dog. Sentence number three, going down to the next line from right to left. Man hadha, meaning, who is this? Man is used for people. Who is this? The answer, hadha tabibun. Tabibun. Hadha tabibun. This is a, what is a tabib? Doctor. This is a doctor. Tabibun. Going across. Number four. Hadha jamalun. Jamalun. Hadha jamalun. Meaning this is a jamal. What is a jamal? Camel. A camel. Hadha jamalun. This is a camel. Going down to the next line, number five. We see the next type of question here. Is this? Ahadha kalbun? Kalbun? Ahadha kalbun? Is this a dog? La. Hadha qittun. La. Hadha qittun. Qaf with kasra, ta with shadda. Qittun. Ahadha kalbun? Is this a dog? La. Hadha qittun. What is a qittun? A cat. Going across, number six. Ahadha dikun. Dikun. Is this a rooster? Naam. Noon fatta, ayn fatta, meem sukoon. Naam. Ahadha dikun. Is this a rooster? Naam. Naam means yes. Remember, questions that begin with hamzatul istifham, ahadha, the answer is always going to be naam, yes, or la, no. Okay, going down to the next line. Sentence number seven. Ahadha hisanun. Hisanun. Hisanun means what? A horse. Ahadha hisanun. Is this a horse? The answer? La. Hadha himarun. Himarun. هذا حمار. Is this a horse? لا. هذا حمار. What is a حمار? A donkey. Going across, sentence number eight. هذا منديلٌ منديلٌ هذا منديلٌ. This is a handkerchief or kerchief. Going down to the last line on this page, and this is the end of the lesson. Sentence number 9 begins with Hamzat al-Istifham. أَهَذَا وَلَدٌ أَهَذَا وَلَدٌ. Is this a boy? نَعَم نَعَم. Yes. نَعَم. And the last sentence, question and answer. مَنْ هَذَا مَنْ هَذَا. Men is used when you're asking about people or things. Men is used for people, and for things we say ما. من هذا, who is this? هذا رجل, هذا رجل. This is a man, this is a man. Okay, this is the end of this lesson. The next lesson is a short lesson. Lesson number 2 is a very short lesson. Inshallah, we'll take the lesson number 2 completely in the next session. So that means between now and next week, please memorize as much as you can the words of lesson number 1. Whatever you don't finish by next week, inshallah, you have another week with along with the new words for lesson number 2, which are only 4 words. So inshallah, if you didn't finish all the vocabulary words this week, you have until next week, yani, to finish the rest of the words. And at the same time, you should be trying to memorize the 4 words for lesson number 2. Try to also go over the 4 words for lesson number 2. Okay, before we stop, since we still have some time, I want to go back and review, yani, the vocabulary words from the English key on page 2. Page 2 of the English key for lesson number 1. I want to go over the vocabulary words, and then I want to go over the readings for the first part of the lesson and the second part of the lesson. Okay, let's go to the English key first, and we're going to read the words, yani, from the right column going down, and then the left column going down. And I want you to, when I read the word, I want you to tell me, or rather, I'm going to give you the English word, and I want you to tell me the Arabic word that's written there. Read it in Arabic. If you know it without looking, then say it without looking. Okay, I'm going to give you the English word. I want you to read the Arabic word. Okay, the first word in the right column going down is boy. What is the Arabic word for boy? Waladun, waladun. Going down, the second word, student. What is the Arabic word for student? It should be read talibun. Talibun, a student. The third word going down is man. What is the Arabic word for man? Rajulun, 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 a man. The next word going down is merchant. What is the Arabic word for merchant? Tajirun, tajirun, a merchant. Going down, the next word is dog. What is the word? If you know it from memory, just say it from memory. If you don't, read it from the yani book here. Read the word in Arabic from the book. The word for dog should be kalbun, kalbun. Going down, the next word is cat. The word for cat is qaf with kasra, ta with shadda. Cat should be read qittun, qittun. A cat. Excuse me. The next word is donkey. What is the Arabic word for donkey? It should be read himarun, himarun, a donkey. Going down, the next word is horse. The Arabic word for horse is hisanun, hisanun, a horse. The next word going down is camel. The Arabic word for camel is jamalun, jamalun, a camel. The next word going down is rusta. The Arabic word for rusta is bikun. Bikun, a rusta. The next word going down is teacher. The Arabic word for teacher is mudarrisun. Mudarrisun. Mudarrisun, a teacher. And the last word in this column for kerchief or handkerchief in Arabic is mindilun. Mindilun. Okay, going across to the left column, from the top of the left column, the first word is the word for house. In Arabic, it is what? If you know it from memory, just say it from memory without looking. If you don't, look at it and try to read it from the paper correctly. The word for house in Arabic is baytun. Baytun, a house. The next word going down is mosque or masjid. Well, that's a giveaway, right? The Arabic word for mosque is masjidun. Masjidun, a masjid. The next word going down is the word door. The Arabic word for door is babun. Babun, a door. The next word going down is the word book. The Arabic word for book is kitabun. Kitabun, a book. The next word is pen. The Arabic word for pen, an ink pen, a writing pen, is qalamun. Qalamun, a pen. The next word going down is the word key. The Arabic word for key is miftahun. Miftahun, a key. The next word going down is writing table or a desk. In Arabic it is maktabun. Maktabun, a table, a desk or a writing table. The next word going down is bed. The Arabic word for bed is sarirun. Sarirun, a bed. The next word going down is chair. The Arabic word for chair is kursiyun. Kursiyun, with shadda on the ya, a chair. The next word going down is star. The Arabic word for star is najmun. Najmun, a star. The next word going down is shirt. The Arabic word for shirt is qamisun. Qamisun, a shirt. And the last word on the bottom of the column is the word doctor. And the Arabic word for doctor is tabibun. Tabibun. Again, try to associate words like tabibun and tajirun, doctor and merchant. Mudarrisun and talibun, teacher and student. Waladun and rajulun, a boy and a man. Masjidun and baytun, the mosque and a house. Babun, miftahun, a door and a key. Sarirun, kursiyun, and maktabun, a bed, a chair, and a desk. And kitabun and qalamun, a book and a pen. And he tried to associate words with words that they are normally associated with, a book and a pen, a door and a key, teacher and a student, and things like this, a boy and a man. And also try to categorize the words as we have categorized them. 12 words are related to things, 6 words related to people, 6 words related to animals. Please try to memorize these words before we go on to the next lesson. Okay, after this, in the few minutes that's remaining, I want to just quickly read through the reading for each part of the lesson. Yani, the reading for the first part of lesson 1 is on page 5. Page 5 alone, okay? We're not going to read the exercises again. I just want to read through the reading. And I want you to read with me, yani. I'm going to read with a pause in between the words so that the new words, you can read them yourself, okay? Page 5, at the top of the page, it says, Ad-darsu al-awwalu. Please memorize this word. Ad-dars means the lesson. Al-awwal means the first. This lesson is dealing with hadha, the ism ishara for things which are near. It's pronounced as though there's a long vowel after the first ha. Hadha. Okay, let's read from right to left, going across the first picture of the house. It reads underneath it, hadha baytun. This is a house. Next word underneath the picture of the masjid, hadha masjidun. This is a masjid. The next word under the picture of a door, hadha babun. This is a door. Going down to the next line of pictures, underneath the picture of a book, hadha kitabun. This is a book. Next word underneath the pen, hadha qalamun. This is a pen. Next word underneath the picture of a key, hadha miftahun. This is a key. The last line of pictures underneath the desk, hadha maktabun. This is a desk. Next word underneath the picture of a bed, hadha sarirun. This is a bed. The next picture, the picture of a chair underneath it, hadha kursiyun. This is a chair. Notice that kursiyun should have two dots underneath the ya, and it should have a shadda on top of it, kursiyun. Okay, this was the reading from the first part of the lesson. Now we want to go to page 9 and 10 and 11 for the reading of the second part of the lesson. Okay, the exercises, hopefully you have already previously done them for homework, and we went over them together in the class. Please review especially the new words in this lesson and the grammatical points, yani how do you ask a question about things, ma, how you ask about people as we see in this part, men, how do you ask about things which you know which they are, ahada, is this such and such and so, and also the answer to questions that begin with hamzatul istifham, ahada, the answer is going to be na'am, yes or la. Please memorize the vocabulary as best you can, do as much as you can, try to do at least one, if not two words a day. Okay, let's read the reading for the second part of this lesson on page 9, 10, and 11. Halfway down the page, page 9, men have, in this part of the lesson we deal with men, in addition to what we had before, ma, men have. Okay, we're reading, going, yani, across, question and the answer underneath it. It should read, men have, answer, have, طبيبٌ. Please read with me. هذا طبيبٌ. Going across. من هذا? The picture of a boy. هذا ولدٌ. هذا ولدٌ. This is a boy. Going down from the right side. من هذا? Who is this? The answer. هذا طالبٌ. هذا طالبٌ. This is a student. Going across. Ahadha waladun? Ahadha waladun? Is this a boy? The answer, la. Hadha rajulun. Hadha rajulun. This is a man. Okay, the next page. Page 10 at the top of the page. Okay, now we're mixing up ma hadha and men hadha. What is this and who is this? First line, ما هذا? The answer, هذا مسجد. This is a masjid. Second line, من هذا? Who is this? The answer, هذا تاجر. تاجر. This is a merchant. Third line, هذا كَلْبٌ. This is a dog. This is a dog. هَذَا كَلْبٌ. Fourth line, أَهَذَا كَلْبٌ. أَهَذَا كَلْبٌ. Is this a dog? The answer, fifth line, لَا. هَذَا قِطٌ. هَذَا قِطٌ. Notice that the word قِط should have qaf with kasra, ta with shadda and tanween. Shadda has a shadda on the ta. Qittun. This is a cat. Line 6. Hada himarun. Hada himarun. This is a donkey. Line 7. Ahada himarun. Ahada himarun. Is this a donkey? Line 8. La. Hada hisanun. Hisanun. This is a horse. Line number 9. Wa. Yani end. This is another question. Is this a donkey? No, this is a horse. Wa ma hada. And what is this? And what is this? Line number 10. Hada jamalun. Jamalun. Hada jamalun. This is a camel. Okay, I think there's one more page, right? Page 11. Now, let's read page 11, the end of the reading for this particular second half of the lesson. At the top of page 11, line number 1, ma hadha, what is this? Line number 2, hadha dikun. Hadha dikun. Okay, before I forget, I see a question here. Will the classes continue during Ramadan? Oh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Will the classes continue during Ramadan? Jazakallah khairan. Na'am. Na'am. The classes will continue during Ramadan. Yes, the classes will continue during Ramadan. I know everybody will be fasting, but nonetheless, yani this is very light. This is not heavy work. Some people, if they were working now, they might be doing construction working or some driving trucks across the country. Most of us are probably at home these days, and even if you're not, this is very light work. We want to continue. We don't want to forget everything that we learned, and if we take a break for the month of Ramadan, so we normally continue doing our lessons during Ramadan. If somebody is unable to continue with us, then we pardon you, and we excuse you, but if you are able to continue with us, it is urgent and incumbent and very important that we continue and not take a 1 month break. We will be reading Quran and we will be making extra prayers and doing other things that we normally do in Ramadan. However, we should still continue to learn. Our intention here is to learn Arabic so that we can read the Quran better and understand it. So let's keep up our studies during the month of Ramadan. Okay, let's go back to page 11. Top of the page, ma hadha, yani the answer. Line 2, hadha dikun. Hada dikun. This is a rooster. Line number 3. Men hada. Men hada. Who is this? Line 4. Hada mudarrisun. Hada mudarrisun. This is a teacher. Line number 5. Ahada qamisun. Ahada qamisun. Is this a shirt? Line number 6. La. Hada mindilun. Hada mindilun. This is a kerchief or a handkerchief. Mindilun. Okay, alhamdulillah. This is the completion of this lesson. And we have a few moments remaining. I just want to preview for you what we're going to be covering next week in lesson number 2. And I urge everyone to please preview the lesson. I'll send you a homework assignment for this week. But the homework assignment will be to review lesson number 1, especially the new words, the vocabulary words, and the concepts that are contained in this lesson related to asking questions, ma hadha, man hadha, ahadha, and things like this. So please review lesson number 1 carefully. Please go over your vocabulary words and start memorizing the vocabulary words for lesson number 2. If we look at the English key for lesson number 2, we see it's very, very brief. And in this lesson, it says in this lesson we learn the use of ذَلِكَ, meaning that or that is. And Waw with fatha, wa, meaning end. We saw waw in the end of lesson number one. In this lesson, it's introduced as a point. Okay, so, for example, yani the use of the word dhalika. They gave us the example, hadha baytun wa dhalika masjidun. This is a house and that, dhalika means that, or that is a masjid. Note, dhalika is pronounced as though there's an aleph elongating the fatha of the first letter, dhal. So it should be read, dhalika, not dhalika, dhalika, even though it is written without the aleph. The word waw with fatha is written close to the following word, meaning normally the conjunction waw, which means a and d, end, is written close to the word that follows it. The vocabulary words in this lesson are, from the right side, sukkarun, sugar, and underneath it, labanun, milk. And going across, imamun, an imam, the leader of prayer, and hajarun, a stone. Okay, so this is the English key for lesson number one. We're going to go over it in a little bit more detail next week. In that lesson, lesson number two, we'll see on page 12 and 13, it's only two pages. So we're going to do this in the next lesson. We're going to finish lesson two, and we'll probably start lesson number three. So please, yani, review lesson one, preview lesson two, which is dealing with the ism ishara, the demonstrative pronoun, dhalika. The difference between dhalika and hadha is that hadha is used for things which are near, and dhalika is used for things which are far. Hadha means this is something near, and dhalika means that is something far. Okay, as far as the vocabulary words in this lesson, we're going to see Najmun, Masjidun, Baytun, Hisanun, Himarun, Kalbun, Qittun, Sarirun. Yani words that we saw in the previous lesson. We're going to see all the words in the previous lesson, Mudarrisun, but we're going to see new words like Imamun, Hajarun, Sukkarun, and Lebanun. Four new words. The rest of the words in this lesson are words that we had before. The type of sentences that we're going to see in this lesson are the same as what we saw before. Yani jumla ismiya, nominal sentences that begin with a noun, with an ism. We're going to see questions with men hadha, and we're going to see ma hadha, and we're going to see ma dhalika. And yani we're going to see ma and men with hadha and with the new word dhalika. This is a very short lesson, so please, yani, preview it, read through it as best you can. It's just reading exercises. The lesson is a reading, the text on page 12 and most of page 13. And then there's one brief exercise for this lesson on the bottom of page 13 before the vocabulary words. So this is a very short lesson, inshallah. Next week we'll review lesson one briefly, and then we're going to do lesson two. And after lesson two, I'm sure that we're going to have some time left. And since it's a brief lesson, and it doesn't entail anything new except the word dhalika, as the ism ishara that's used for things which are far, masculine and singular, since then there are no other real concepts in here except dhalika and waw al-atif, the waw, that's the conjunction that means a and d, end. We're going to cover that lesson in a short amount of time. And then we're going to go to lesson number three. Okay, as far as lesson number three, probably the only thing we're going to do from lesson number three is read the English key on page 4 and 5 of the English key. We're going to read the English key, discuss what this lesson contains, and look at the vocabulary words on page 5. Okay, that's what we're going to be doing next week. We're going to do lesson two from beginning to end, the English key, the Arabic text, and the one exercise. And then we're going to go to lesson three, depending on how much time we have. And we're going to go over the English key for lesson three on page 4 and 5, and the vocabulary that follows on page 5. So please be prepared next week for lesson two and lesson three. If it seems like it's a lot, when you read lesson two, you'll see that it's extremely brief. And it's a very easy lesson. There's nothing to it. It only has four vocabulary words. And it has dhalika, which is the same thing as hadha, except dhalika means that, used for things which are far, and hadha means this, used for things which are near. So there's really nothing much new in lesson two. So you should be able to easily do it on your own at home. We'll go over it in our next session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, insha'Allah. And we will also introduce lesson three, which is a little bit more detailed. It has a little bit, it's a little bit involved, yani the concepts that are in this lesson. There are two main things that we're going to deal with in the lesson three. That is the definite article L and the indefinite article Tanween, and also the sun letters and moon letters, which require that we memorize them. Okay, then, and it has a lot of new vocabulary words, and also there are a lot of exercises for this lesson. So, and we're going to be taking at least 2 weeks for this lesson, probably 3 weeks. Okay, so don't become alarmed and don't be afraid. Lesson three, inshallah, we'll start it next week, and then we'll continue with it for probably 2 more weeks. So we'll be doing lesson three, yani, for about 3 weeks. So you have plenty of time to memorize the vocabulary words and plenty of time to get used to the concept of the definite and indefinite articles and the sun letters and the moon letters. This is what we're going to be doing next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, yani lesson two and introduction to lesson three. Again, all it involves in lesson two is the ism ishara dhalika, used for things which are far. And in lesson three, it only involves the definite and indefinite articles, alif, lam, and tanween, and the sun and moon letters. That's all it involves, except that there are a lot of vocabulary words. So inshallah, you have at least 3 weeks to memorize those vocabulary words. Please preview lesson two and preview the English key and vocabulary for lesson three. Don't worry about memorizing the vocabulary for lesson three. Immediately, you'll have, inshallah, 3 weeks to do so. So, inshallah, you have plenty of time, and you won't find too much difficulty in memorizing all of them. If not, yani all of them, then at least most of them. We're going to stop here, inshallah, and take a 5-minute break. Those who are with us for book two will be starting immediately at 3 p.m., inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.